Oh, jeez, I slept in. Hey, Peter, wake up, wake up. Hey, Peter, wake up. Peter, Peter, get up, get up.
Quiet.
Hey, so I had a plan for the end of this semester, or my senior year. I was gonna like kidnap you from your house, and while you were sleeping, I was gonna move you into the show, into the booth. And we would do like a fun secret episode. It was like, oh, Peter's here live. It'll be really cool, right? So I like got on my bike and I went to your place and I did the whole kidnapping thing, right? And then I brought you here and I was just really tired because, like, no offense, but you're a whole other person and biking with you, like, over my shoulders was really tiring. So I took a nap too. But I'm looking at the clock and I think we sort of slept in over the entire summer. But, like,
What day is it?
it's Saturday. It's Saturday the 25th of September. I think this is our radio show time, right?
We can discuss the ethical ramifications of this at a later time.
Listen, I know you would have done the same for
We
me.
only have an hour show.
Yeah.
Folks,
Hey.
welcome back to the roundabout.
Well, the rock has progressed, so I'm still tired.
The puns are a little hungover. Can I say that?
I mean, I did hang you over my shoulders on my bicycle on a ride from, it's like a 30-minute
Sure.
car ride. It
Sure, in that
was,
context, and certainly
yeah.
the puns are.
Exhausted from recent
Yes.
events, let's
The
call it.
puns are
And
exhausted.
honestly, aren't we all exhausted? Let's be real
The
here.
rock is in its jammies.
It's wild that you have the cover of Love Beach, one of our favorite albums here, tiled all over your pajama pants. It's a really powerful fashion choice there, Peter. So I guess
We ought to do an album.
yeah. We haven't done any Van de Graaff generated yet, have we?
No, we have
I've heard
not.
good stuff about them. I think we got one of their CDs over on the wall.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to do a bit of background while I go grab one of the CDs, you can just tell everybody about the band in general.
I mean, sure.
Like
If
who's in it and all that. You tend to be the facts guy.
Okay, sure. Just while you're getting the CD,
Yeah.
let me make sure it is the one that I think it is. That's their second album, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The
I've
least
heard
we
good
can
stuff.
do is wave to each other. Is that what it's called?
Yes. The least we can do is wave to each other by Van de Graaff Generator.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get that from the wall over there. Can you like tell the audience a bit about them, you
Yeah,
know, who they are, who's in them, etc.
go get it. So that album came out in 1970. Progressive rock was still pretty new for its time.
King Crimson.
Yeah, King Crimson had kind of just started to. They had just released their first album the previous year. Yes had just formed. Touch had just released their album. So Van de Graaff Generator is getting in early. They released their first album in 1969. They're part of this early group. And if you want one member to focus on, because usually in these kinds of bands, there's usually one member that you can see as kind of being like a through line. In the case of Van de Graaff Generator, it's the lead singer Peter Hamill. And on this album, he also does acoustic guitar, and on one song, he plays piano. The other members of the band include David Jackson on, backing vocals and numerous wind instruments, Hugh Banton on the keys, Nick Potter on both bass and electric guitar, and Guy Evans doing the drums. So this album. It's a bit long, isn't
Hey folks, I'm back. Yeah, I'm looking at the CD right now. All the songs are over 6 minutes except for one.
Okay.
But one of them's 11 minutes long, which if we're doing an hour show,
Yeah.
I that brings us to about 50 or 43 minutes or so, which is
Ew. Yeah.
that gives
Doing
about
an
yeah.
hour show, I think we'll have to skip one. So,
Yeah.
want to skip the super long one?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I've heard some of this album before, have you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I've that song After the Flood. I have
That's
heard it
good.
before.
Yeah. I'd recommend y'all check it out personally.
Yeah, it's just, all of the ideas that are expressed there, I feel like can also be found on the rest of the album.
And
Think of it as a microcosm, if you will.
So we play those 11 minutes or a bunch of other songs and yeah.
Yeah.
Cut as few songs as possible, preferably.
Yeah.
So I guess Do we just want to go straight into the opener here, Peter?
Sure, let's do this first song.
Darkness, 11/11. Let's play that first one by Vandegrift Generator from their second album called...
The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other.
And folks, we're waving at you from here in the booth.
We're waving.
It's not, the microphones aren't picking it up. I thought they might, they weren't. Oh well. Listen to the music, folks. Have a blast.
Thank you. the baby born today.
Darkness, open parentheses, 11/11, close parentheses, by Van der Graaf Generator from their 1970 album, The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other. You're listening to KHDX-FM, Conway, Arkansas, the voice of Hendrix. You're listening to The Roundabout. I'm one of your co-hosts, Peter Grant.
And I might be another co-host, but no one's really sure at this point. Griffith Seymour.
And we're playing for you Van der Graaf Generators, The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other, from 1970.
I think we just said all of that information, like, right before
yeah,
this.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
I wouldn't put
enough.
It past us, but I like saying it.
That's right, folks. We've been a little bit redundant.
It makes me
feel smart.
To enhance
the viewing experience for newcomers. Hello, everybody. If you're new to the show, just listening in for the first time, you wonder what we do here. We play progressive rock. It's like, what if rock music was, like, way longer and slower progression-wise? We're just sort of vibing a lot of the time, and honestly, good for it.
Yeah, progressive rock essentially is what happens if you take a group of classically trained musicians, put them all in a room together, and ask them what they think rock music might or should sound like.
And if y'all have an idea for a progressive rock album, or just a concept album in general, because we also like those, shoot us an email over roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com, or if you're feeling so birdly inclined, send us a tweet or a DM over on twitter.com. @roundaboutkhdx is our Twitter account.
I will say this album was brought to my attention initially by my friend Jane over the summer. So thank you, Jane.
Yeah. Shout out to Jane.
Yeah. Thank you.
Got good taste.
Yeah.
Because this album kind of owns, honestly.
Yeah. This album's cool. I really like that first song.
It's a really good song. I like that, I don't know. It has very fun layering in it. And also, like, I don't know, the vocals are weird for me because there's so many, like, very iconic vocal styles in prog rock, and this feels more normal than a lot of them, but also it is a low bar to be more normal than most prog rock vocalists,
yeah.
So, like, fair enough. And also, it's not even a bad thing, because they're still really good.
I would compare Peter Hamill to, in terms of vocals, some of the tamer Peter Gabriel stuff.
That tracks.
Yeah, they both just sound British.
They really do sound British. We're trying not to hold it against them. Also, the lyrics for this song, titled Darkness 1111, the lyrics make very little sense. And I'm glad we're back in prog rock, where literally none of the lyrics are fully coherent. It's just people throwing concept spaghetti against a wall.
Well, I would certainly characterize Yes that way. I don't think fair. That extends to all broad. Let me put it this way. Yes is the Broadway of progressive rock.
That's a powerful statement.
Do with that what you will.
But right now we're not on the Broadway. We're on the, I don't know what the equivalent of Van de Graaff generator would be. I don't know a lot about musical stuff. That's not my specialty, so I can't really do this mixed metaphor.
Let's say we're off Broadway.
I mean, that's everything that isn't Broadway, right?
Not necessarily.
Anyways, the next song.
We're not exactly the in next the community song, theater here. The next song
is called Refugees. It was written by the lead singer, Hamill, and it was written for his former flatmates at the time, Mike McLean and Susan Penhaligon, who are also British. I think one of them was on TV. Good for her.
Yeah, Susan was an actress, quite accomplished in jolly old England.
Good day, wait. Anyways,
here's Refugees by Van de Graaff Generator.
What was somewhere years ago and cold? Ice locked the people's hearts and made them old. South was birth to pleasant lands, but Susie, West is where I long.
Folks, welcome back. That was Refugees by Vandegraaff Generator from their second album, came out back in 1970, titled The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other. Refugees, maybe my favorite song on Side One. I don't know. Side One has a lot of really good songs. I just liked Refugees a lot. By the way, I'm Griffith. Sam, we're joined by my co-host
Peter Grant.
And I don't know. Refugees, like, sort of hit me in the emotions just a little, because, like, it's a very sweet song. You know?
I understand that.
And it's like, aw, that's nice. That's a nice song. It made me smile. This next song also made me smile, but not in a sweet way. More in a sort of, like, that smiling imp emoji.
Yeah,
you know, the purple
devious
one?
Smile.
Yes.
A devilish smile.
A devious smile, indeed.
A deviled smile.
We love to see that happen. Y'all might know how a lot of progressive rock involves lore and just setting up world building. I call this next song 15th Century Witchcraft Man instead of, you know... The classic 21st Century Schizoid Man by
King Crimson.
That's what I call it, but the actual song is called White Hammer. It's by Vandegraaff Generator from their album The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other. Peter, do you want to say anything else before we play this song?
I want to say quickly about Refugees. Yes. Firstly, that is Peter Hamill playing the piano on that song. And secondly, just, you know, I talk a lot about how I like it when songs build. That's a song that does a very good job of building.
Yeah.
And justifying the fact that it is 6.5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This next one's even longer, but I also think it justifies it in a very different way.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about Witchcraft, Baby, with White Hammer by Vandegraaff Generator from their album The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other, here on The Roundabout.
In the year
folks, I want to play White Hammer by Van de Graaff Generator from their album The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other from 1970. Here on The Roundabout, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive. I'm your co-host, Peter Grant.
I'm your other co-host, Griffith Seymour.
And you're listening to KHDX-FM Conway, Arkansas.
The voice of Hendrix. You can find us online at khdx.fm. And if you want to find this show specifically, roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com or at roundaboutkhdx on Twitter.
Send us a tweet.
Send us an email. Send us an eat or a tweemail.
Yell at us on the street.
Yell at us on the tweet.
Cat call me.
Bird call me. By that I mean send me a tweet. I don't know what a bird calling in real life. I guess that's whistling? Could be bird calling, technically speaking. Whatever.
We have two more songs for you here.
The song we just played was White Hammer. It's from Van de Graaff Generator's second album.
It's a little heavier than the first couple songs here.
The first song was like, let's get a bit quirky with it. Song two was like, you know, I'm glad I have friends.
Heck,
song
three, let's be gorgeous.
Song three is like, let's talk about the witch hunts and also doing hexes upon our enemies. Which, like, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, honestly. But, hey, Peter.
Griff.
This band, what are they called?
Van de Graaff Generator.
What a very specific name, Van de Graaff.
Yeah.
And the generator of this Van de Graaff fellow. What is the Van de Graaff Generator, if I may ask?
Well, it is certainly some sort of scientific device invented by one Mr. Richard Van de Graaff.
It's Robert Van de Graaff, but I'll forgive you just this once. You can tell Peter's the theater major. It's okay, Peter. I'm the comps major. You don't need to know these things. That's
Robert Van de Graaff.
Cool. So, it's two orbs. And one of the orbs be big, and one of the orbs be slightly smaller. And the orbs do be shooting lightning between them. And that's how it works.
It's pretty cool. Honestly, it's rad.
It's very neat. I'm a big fan of them.
It's real cool.
The name of this next song is What Would Richard Have Said? Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's called Whatever Would Robert Have Said, because that's his name, Peter.
I'm quitting the show.
No, you're not. I've locked the door. I'll kidnap you again.
No. No, please. No!
Suck of air you take that you've had many times before. I am the blow you try to fake, but which still throws you out the door. I am the air that fills your lungs, but leaves you empty up below. I am the void you can't explain, but which is where you want to go. Which all can understand. And I hate you still deny, though the blood is on your hands. I'm the peace you're searching for, but you know you'll never find. And the pain you can't endure, but which tingles in your bones.
Back. That song was called Whatever Would Robert Have Said. It was by the band
Van de Graaff Generator.
From their sophomore album
The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other.
Released in 1970. Featuring lead singer
Peter Hamill.
Featuring lead singer
Peter Hamill.
And that song was a reference to Robert Van de Graaff himself, the creator of the aforementioned generator.
Honestly, good call on that front, naming it the Van de Graaff Generator.
Yeah. What if he named it, like, the Smith Generator?
Yeah.
Because then it'd be like, oh no, who's the Smith guy that invented it?
And it wasn't the Smith guy.
Exactly.
So, good call.
Real good decision. Folks, we got one more song. Peter, what's this song titled?
This song is called Out of My Book. It's the shortest song on the album, at a little over 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome. I talked a little bit earlier about how this album, each song, kind of does offer its own idea within the progressive rock genre, ultimately offering up a little smorgasbord of just the kinds of songs you could have expected to find within the genre at this time. And this one is the slower, softer, more fool me kind of ballad song.
Hmm.
Frankly, I think this one sounds like it would not have been out of place in Pippin. You could have put this song in Pippin. Stephen Schwartz could have written this. I like it. I like Pippin. It's my favorite musical.
Oh, dang, nice.
This just sounds like Pippin to me. It sounds like Pippin.
I liked how this song is a lot more focused on vocals than
yes.
The other ones. The other ones are like, yeah, the vocals happen. This one's like, but the vocals, they do be happening, you know? I know that might sound utterly incomprehensible to any normal folks out there, but you'll find out in a moment when we play the song titled Out of My Book. By Van de Graaff Generator from their album, The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other. On the roundabout.
Hope you enjoy it!
I mean, that's, it feels like a bit much, but okay.
Out
folks, that was Out of My Book by Van de Graaff Generator from their second album. The least we can do is wave to each other. Hey, Peter, my wonderful co-host.
Hey, Griff, my other wonderful co-host.
This album is called The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other.
That's correct.
Where does that line come from? What is that? Is that just a statement of etiquette walking down the street, or is there something else to it?
It is called that, taken from a quote from the British artist John Minton, who said, "We are all awash in a sea of blood, and the least we can do is wave to each other." John Minton, as you may have guessed, was not the most positive person on earth, and the theme of that quote does tie pretty closely into the themes of the last track, After the Flood, but it's 11 minutes long, and we don't have that kind of time anymore. I'm sorry. Our show is only an hour.
But hey, that means we have to actually be crisp and talk about the music more often, so it's sort of a win in the end.
Yeah.
The topic of wins in the end, Peter, I'm glad you've definitely totally forgotten about how I kidnapped you at the start of this episode to do this show.
Oh yeah, thank you for reminding me.
I may have made a mistake. Oh well. Folks, I'm going to go deal with the consequences of my actions and face the great reckoning that we all must face one day as our sins are counted against us.
Specifically, it is that I will come beat you up.
I mean, we always knew Peter was going to be my judge, jury, and executioner, but I'm glad that you're doing it as a sort of full-time job thing.
Yeah, if you send an email and ask nicely, I will come beat you up, too.
Well, you know, I make no such promises.
Can I say that on the air?
I mean, you're not threatening anybody. Probably.
No, it's you have to ask me.
Yeah, and like, fair enough. Then they're not going to get control for that. Folks, I can't guarantee the same thing strictly because I have weak, bad, unathletic arms. And I would beat my own hands up before I would beat anyone else up, just at a pure, like, if I throw a punch, my hand's going to hurt worse than someone's face, you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
But enough about punching. We're going to have to punch the clock here and head out. Folks, it's been a blast being back in the studio with y'all. Peter, it's been a blast being back in the studio with you.
It's been a delight.
Despite the extenuating circumstances, let's call them.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we got to listen to Van de Graaff Generator's second album, The Least We Can Do Is Wave to Each Other, here on The Roundabout on KHDX, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, we won't see.
You'll hear us next
week. Anyways.
And that's a problem.
Threat.